So now, what happens if you are a Supreme Olympic silver medalist champion, a supreme athlete, and then you retire? So that is something that the world champion badminton player Gail Emms has been writing about in her new book, which is called Grit and Goose Feathers, Chasing Medals and Finding Me, My Olympic Journey Uncovered. And I'm really pleased to say that Gail Emms joins us on Late Night Joe. Hello, Gail.
Hello, good evening.
Lovely to have you with us. Tell us, what year did you retire?
Oh my gosh, it's a while ago now. I retired in 2008 at the ripe old age of 31 years old, which is like, it's really, really weird to say that someone retires from their career at 31.
But I guess in the world of sport and athletics, you have no choice. It's like ballet dancers. There's, you know, your body's saying, like, that's it, you've reached your peak. Is that what happened with you?
Yes, there was. I went for the Beijing Olympics. The Olympic gold was the only thing that we hadn't won. I was with my partner, Nathan Robertson, badminton partner. We won everything else, world, Commonwealth, European champion. We got the Olympic silver in 2004. So I went for 2008 and we came fifth. And I thought, okay, I'm 31 years old. If fifth is the peak of my career now, I'm only going to get worse as I get older. And also, I wanted children as well. You know, you can't be, it's all right for the boys, they can be daddies and still be athletes. But for women, that was also at the back of my mind. If I carry on, you know, in sport, I can't be a mum. Or, you know, you're pushing that fertility. So there were, you know, I just thought, right, I'm going to retire and take on the world like I did as an athlete. And then I realised that, oh yeah, it's very different.
and is that literally what happens? Because, I mean, I can't imagine, because, you know, in your world, you're since a young teenager, I suppose, your whole life was training and competitions, and that's your diet, everything, your fitness, everything. When that just stops, it must be weird, because you haven't got that discipline anymore.
Not exactly. And it's really weird. For the first few months, I will admit, I had a great time. Don't get me wrong.
Did you eat everything you wanted to eat?
I ate everything. I may have drunk a few drinks. I ate burgers. I was like, woo, this is brilliant. And then the reality hits. And it was like, you know, for footballers, they had lots of money. They can play golf, you know, in their retirement. But I had to get a job. You know, I had to go and job, right? I was like, right. You know, got the CV, and my CV was this, you know, at 31 years old was the same as an 18-year-old. My CV was, I can hit a badminton shuttle really hard. That was pretty much it. And it was just that shock of, oh my gosh, I don't know where to go. I don't know what I'm good at. I've never been in an office before. You know, all these little things. And from going to be the best of something in the world, you know, I was the best in the world in my world. And then suddenly I'm in, well, actually, I'm just like everyone else. And that, you know, then mentally was just such a hard hitting. And then you miss the adrenaline, you miss being part of something, you know, you miss all the adrenaline, the dopamine you get from sport as well. So it was a big crash.
And the travelling, you know, just travelling and travelling with a purpose instead of just going on holiday. And were you single when you retired?
No, I was with somebody. So I was with my partner, lovely guy, Ed. And we ended up having two boys, fantastic boys. So I did have, you know, did have children. But still, even motherhood never gave me that rush, you know, competing for my country. So again, it was, you know, and I write about in the book, you know, with someone like myself, still struggling to find my place. You know, I still have these urges of being competitive and ambitious. And it's, you know, I mean, I tried on the school run, you know, I tried to do a few little sort of sprints and just trying to be the first at school gates just to see if I could get something. But, you know, it was a real, you know, shock.
And so what did you replace it with? I mean, I'd say you replaced it with motherhood, obviously.
Yes.
And that's full time. So that fills your head with that. I mean, but you must have gone down the gym. You must be the worst sort of, everyone must despair when you walk into a gym, because you must be so fit even still. I mean, muscle memory and all the rest of it.
Yes, I do still go to the gym, but I did find a purpose. And I found a purpose in, I do motivational speaking and I go into I do corporate events as well. But I also found, do you know what, this is really weird, Joe, but I found a love of raving. I loved dancing and I just used to go to like DJs, and I found just burning, I was danced for about 8 hours and it was
great. It's probably just complete abandonment.
Oh, exactly.
That you just could let rip.
Yes, and that's what I did, and that's what I do still now. Not, you know, not, you know, what, a few a year, you know, just like dancing. All the it's and it's a real surge of the over 40s as well, which is great.
I
So I
love
don't feel
that.
really young, and it's great. And there's all people dancing the Ibiza classics and everything.
Where do you
And
go? Where do you go
oh, they're
raving?
everywhere. So I go to festivals, but there's some really good pop-up clubs at the moment. So Shush are a great event. They're with the over 35s, over
And do you
40s.
go as a single woman?
I do sometimes,
Good for
yes, I
you. Good for
do.
you. I think that's
And everyone's,
fabulous.
yeah, and exactly, and that's it. You meet people, everyone's
Yes.
friendly, and
And
it, yeah,
dance, and you just
and
dance.
dance, exactly. So, yeah.
Can I ask about, I mean, what, did you do any of this television commentary stuff? Were you brought in to do that?
Yes, but I'm not very good at
Well, I
the
was going to say, I mean, I'd be absolutely useless. When I listen to how they do it at Wimbledon, I just think, because I wouldn't shut up, and you have to know when to shut up. Especially if you're doing it, well, if you're doing it for pictures, if you're doing it for television or radio. I mean, did you
Yes.
have a spell of it?
I did work for London 2012, so obviously I'd retired
Oh,
by then,
right,
so I
yeah.
worked the commentary. But honestly, I was the same to you. I was just like, how many times can you say, great shot?
Yes,
Yeah, great.
yes.
That was really good shots. Yeah, they hit it hard and it went on the floor. And I was like, and I was thinking, this is really bad. It was, you know, I tried to jazz
I
it up
love
as much
your
as possible.
honesty. I love your
Yeah.
honesty. Because you
I
know
should
you
find the
are
red button.
limited, aren't you? You're absolutely limited.
Exactly. Yes. It wasn't for me. I prefer the talking, the chats like we're doing now. I prefer that side. Whereas commentary, no, it just wasn't for me.
Can I ask, did you ever hear or meet the badminton player called Jo Good?
Yes, I played with her in the Commonwealth
No.
Games.
Oh my
Yes, we
God.
got bronze medals, so I know.
You can't, I doubt if she was ever mistaken for me, but I was always getting
Yeah.
emails for her, and I would get in the days when I was doing the breakfast show in Brighton, I'd get written letters, fan letters
Oh, yes.
to her, to me,
Yeah.
and I never met her. And somebody said, "You know, there's a badminton player called Jo Good. Is she
Yeah.
still playing?"
She's not. She coaches, and she still plays actually a little bit. She plays for Hertfordshire still, but she's such a brilliant woman as well. And she was such an inspiration for me because she won the bronze medal in Sydney Olympics. And that was the first badminton medal for Great Britain. So she was absolutely here. And then I got to play with her in the 2002 Commonwealth Games. So for me, it was just like playing with my absolute hero.
How
So yeah,
wonderful.
she's a fantastic, but brilliant badminton player and a fantastic girl as well.
And do you, with your sons, do you encourage them to participate in sport? Are they sporty?
Well, you know, I have to admit, you know, I was a little bit gutted when, you know, they haven't quite reached Olympic standard yet. You know,
How old are
I
they?
well, Harry's 15 and Ollie's 12. And, you know, every breakfast, you know, I just sort of try and say, look, you know, because their nan, my mum, played women's football for England.
Yes,
She was
she
one
was
of
a
the first
lioness.
lionesses.
Yes.
So I was like, your nan played women's football in the first ever Women's World Cup. She was a lioness. Your mum's an Olympic medalist. What are you going to do? And they just look at me, and then it's like, oh. And they watch all the YouTube. So I started playing YouTube clips of me, you know, going, come
Yes.
on. You know, this is your motivation. But no, they are brilliant. They play football, and Harry's just, to be fair, I actually like playing them at badminton.
Do you? I was going to ask if you still play badminton.
I still play badminton. I play pickleball as
And do
well
you
now.
have a
So I've got, and
court in your
paddle.
garden?
I have a mini pickleball
The
court,
paddle.
yes. Which, yes, pickleball, it was like paddle, yeah. Oh gosh, I'm obsessed with those now. So yeah.
Do you know? Do you ever play badminton on the beach?
No, I can't play badminton outside, Joe, because the
Oh.
wind.
Oh,
Because, yeah, because
of
if, and then
course. I
someone
never
tries to
thought
play
of
me
that.
outside, and then the wind will take it, and then I miss it, and they go, oh, yeah, I got a point. And I'm like, no, it's outside, it's not Olympic conditions. So it always ends up in an argument. So, yeah, I try to avoid
I
that
don't blame you
outside.
because it, but it's also on sand. It is so hard. It
Exactly.
really is.
Yeah, it's really hard. But in Brighton, they play beach tennis, don't they? And I've
Yes. Oh,
played
God,
that, and
yes.
that's brilliant. I love that.
I've seen them do that quite a lot down there.
Yes.
Listen, I've absolutely loved talking to you. If anyone wants to, we've only just scratched the surface.
Yeah.
It is a bit of a circus, your life. If anyone wants to find out more, the book is out now. Who's your, Pitch Publishing.
Pitch Publishing, yes.
It was published in September, just a month ago. It's called Grit and Goose Feathers, Chasing Medals and Finding Me, My Olympic Journey Uncovered. And we've been speaking to the wonderful Gail Emms. Gail, thank you so much for joining us.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.